What allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting, August 2nd, 2022. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Maybe department heads and elected officials, Sarah Doty, payroll, auditor's office.
Good morning, just keeping busy as usual, nothing new to report at this time.
Okay, thank you. Colin Gerst.
Good morning, just keeping busy like always, got some project stuff we're working on, that's about it.
Thank you for what you've done and.
The Rodney, the maintenance guys did all the heavy lifting here, I mean, they did the mountain and everything else, so it looks pretty good, so we're all set to go.
We think as much wood you chopped up for your father, why can't we do that?
Show us your muscles, Rodney.
Coming over here, Janelle.
Good morning. Just a reminder that the treasurer's office is closed today. The gals are up in Washington, Iowa for Iowa DOT training. Haven't done this in like 12 years, so it's a good thing. We are working on the property taxes for the statements, so I expect those in the next couple of weeks. But other than that, we're keeping busy.
Okay, thank you, appreciate that. Chris Lee, conservation.
Good morning. We are coming into our last week of summer camp, so that's exciting. I believe the summer's already flown by this fast. We are gearing up for our volunteer dinner. If you haven't already got your invite, there's one coming. That's Friday, August 12th, 5 o'clock at the Nature Center. And then our summer celebration event will be the next day, Saturday, noon to 3, I think that is. And that's a public event. So those are the events coming up. This weekend, we had the celebration of life for our camp host who passed, Otto Grunewald. Had a huge turnout for that. I mean, hundreds of people came in. Just I think it just shows, you know, the reach and the impact that those folks have in that campground, the number of people they interact with, just what good people they are. So we're happy to see that. And you know, our condolences to the friends and family of the Grunewalds. They're really just part of our conservation family. So otherwise, just grinding through sometime. Campgrounds have been staying busy. We usually hit a lull right about now with the fairs going on, but we've been continually full. Fourth pumping station was full this last weekend. The Big Hollow was full this last weekend. So I think the nice weather last week probably fine.
Good. Thanks, Chris. Ken Hyman, Seal Region.
Good morning. Just keeping busy like usual. We did send out two contracts to hospitals to see if we could get a basic contract with the hospital, but so far I haven't gotten any responses back from the two hospitals we sent them out to, so we'll keep waiting and see if we can get a hospital contract. That's just something that DHS is asking us to do, so we're working on it.
Okay.
Tom and I are still waiting on our pens. You took care of Jimmy.
Oh,
just
I forgot
throw,
the
I'm just
pens.
Throwing that out there. Let's not have any special favorites here. It's just too many.
You will get your pens, I promise.
I keep an eye on this from here.
Jimmy gets a pen, I want a pen.
Yes.
Thanks, Ken. Terry Johnson, the county auditor.
Good morning. Just an election update. August the 8th through the 31st, August the 31st, is the filing period for the Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioners. They have to have 25 signatures, and the Ag Extension Council members have to have 25 signatures. But then there's also anybody that wants to file for any other county offices. If they are filing as a non-party political organization candidate, which is NPPO, they need 75 signatures. And any candidates nominated by petition, 75 signatures, and this includes the Democrat Republican Party nominees, excuse me, to fill any ballot vacancies. So those are still available out there. And then the other important dates for absentee voting is the first day to submit an absentee ballot request form for a ballot to be mailed. The first day that we can receive it is August the 30th, so don't send it on the 29th because we can't accept it. According to Iowa code, we have to send it back, even though it's the day before. And then, but after we get those, the first day that we can actually mail the ballots, that we are allowed to mail ballots, is October the 19th. And that's also the first day that anybody can vote in person. So those 2 days are the same, so you might send in a request form because you're expecting a ballot to be mailed, and all of a sudden you hear that there's absentee voting going on in person. Well, that same day that that starts is the same day that we mail your ballot, so they can tighten that up. So anyway, that's just some of our important dates for the election.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Carter, Secondary Road.
Good morning. Couple things. We are still working towards an auction for our two old shop sites, the one in Mediapolis and the one in Pleasant Grove. I'll have to take a look, Shane, if that recycling bin is still there. They're probably going to want to have it on their radar to move. I think you were going to talk to somebody to have it done. But the auction is August 25th. I'll get the website, I'll get all that information to you guys, and we have a list of people that want contacted. I think you guys have passed a few on, and we have some people call, so we'll let them know that. So they probably want to get that, if it's still there. I'll double check, see if it's still there or not. So just thought about it when I brought it up. So anyway, that's coming up. And I want to mention the intersection of Pleasant Grove Road and Highway 61 is back open, as of, I believe, this morning. I don't know if it was late last night, but it was definitely this morning open, so that'll be good. We did do a bid for a patch on Pleasant Grove Road. I think you guys are aware of it. I'd like to tell you came in cheap, but I don't think anything comes in cheap anymore. We had one bidder, which is probably one bidder more than we deserve, so we'll probably accept it. Came in a little over $300,000. I was hoping it'd be in the upper twos, but again, in today's world, especially with concrete right at the moment, I don't know that I can sit here and even predict what it'd be day to day. So,
it's going to be more next year.
I think you didn't you say concrete took $5 a yard jump?
Yeah, and that was just an immediate jump. They don't normally do that, but they sent a letter out and it was immediate. So, yeah, it's just the nature of things at the moment. I think everybody knows it.
What is a yard of concrete now?
Well, we don't do business by the yard of concrete very often, but as I understand it, it's somewhere in the 175 to 200 range. So I don't, you know, it's not how we, I guess, buy it normally, but because normally ours have some labor figured into that number also. So we will probably, I'll try to put a contract in front of you guys, hopefully Tuesday, because it's got a late start date at the end of August. It is a local contractor. I'll give them a verbal that we're going to go ahead and approve it, but so that they can kind of gear up for doing it. I figure that will close Pleasant Grove, that segment of Pleasant Grove Road, probably for close to a month, if I had to guess. But it'll get that fixed up. It'll be a little bit like Upper Flint. Once we do that, you'll have people ask you why in the world you didn't do the rest of it. You can just tell them that we need to find out what things cost. I mean, it's just that simple. So that'll take care of that. Couple other things coming up. We got a couple projects that haven't started yet. The little gravel road up north of the on 99 there, north of that little housing development, 115th. We bid that way back when. That's got a late start date and I want to say the end of August sometime also. So we're doing a pre-con on that, and they're going to start as late as they can, which is fairly usual. That's the one where we're shifting that road a little bit. We bought right away, and we're just getting some ditches alongside of it so water has somewhere basically to sit, because really water there is not going to run particularly well. So that's coming along. And then we also have a pre-con coming up for the T-17 bridge project, which is the Dry Branch Bridge on 99 to the north. Until we have that pre-con, I couldn't tell you when they're planning on starting. They don't have to start anything until late fall. I'll be surprised if they do, but I'll give you a better idea whenever that meeting gets going. So that's coming up too. Other than that, we're working on some plans. I'll probably be getting some signatures from you guys for some bid plans over the next month or month and a half to get some stuff mailed out for next year's work.
Ryan, are you going to have a complete closure of Pleasant Grove Road, or are you going to have one lane?
That will be complete closure.
Okay.
Yes,
just
it will.
From which direction?
That will be west of Beaverdale. So it'll be between Beaverdale and Danville Road.
Yeah.
That'll be a segment in there where it'll be closed. So, yeah, it will be a complete closure. We set it up that way, one, because there were two stretches in that one spot that needed full width. If you're going to do full width, we were afraid we'd get no bids at all if we didn't set it up to where somebody could bring a paver in, because patching crews are normally booked for three quarters of a year out, and they're more kind of the saw cutter, the half lane kind of guys. So we set it up trying to make sure we got some bids, I guess is the best way to put it. So and it needs it. It's not that it didn't need it. So
how long are you looking at a closure?
About a month. My hope is that it's open for a majority of harvest. That was kind of how we targeted it, was from about mid to late September on. Hopefully it'll be open and ready to go. And of course they could start earlier. I mean, we'll find out. I haven't talked to the contractor yet, but it will be a full closure.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Rodney Blazner, maintenance.
Good morning, we just got a lot of stuff going on. A reminder, there's some stuff on Gov Deals. If anybody's interested in some of that stuff we have posted, you can go to the county's website, click on the link, and it's got the stuff that's listed. Got Joint Safety Committee meeting on Thursday, along with meeting with the architect on some of the geo projects that we have going on. So hopefully try and get those documents kind of finalized and get those hopefully done soon and to you guys for some approval so we can get those projects moving forward. I got to thank Brian and his crew on working on the parking lot projects down here. So I know they're working on that. So I appreciate them guys' help on putting that together and helping us out with that. So that's still kind of in the works. Also, next week we'll have on the agenda for the agreement for Optima for their space out at the 910 Cottonwood stuff. So finally got that back. So that'll be on the agenda for next week. So just got a lot of different things going on.
Great.
But other than that.
And thank you for doing Colin's heavy work for me. Appreciate that. Very nice. Thanks, Rodney. And you on safety.
Good morning. We really just keeping busy, working on getting some training videos put out ahead of time, having some extras so there's something constantly going with everyone. And then, as Rodney said, we got a special meeting on Thursday. Other than that, that's about it.
Thank you. Sheriff Lynn Denning. Thought you were getting by, didn't you?
I did. I was hoping so. Been a busy morning so far, but all is well. The fair's wrapping up this morning. That's been another great event. The fair board and the extension office and everybody that puts effort into that, they just do an amazing job. So it's been a good week out there. We have National Night Out tonight from 6 to 8. We'll be at the riverfront on the south side of the auditorium. So if you have time, come out and see us. Say hi. Stop by. Grab a beverage or a hot dog and check out the equipment we'll have there. We'll have our canine, our MRAP, our boat, and a lot of our personnel down there to chat with you. We had interviews yesterday. We had five candidates make it through our testing process for our physical and written testing. We did a couple interviews yesterday, and we'll continue those today with the Civil Service Commission. And then we'll have a certified list probably at the conclusion of those interviews today, a list from which we can hire from. Our jail was at 77 this morning, with four out of county, had seven in intake, so another busy night where we filled the intake cells, but all is well.
What did that number start off at, KG?
14 applicants. A few of those didn't show up, and then we
still
lost.
Still got five out of the 14, though.
Yes.
That's actually pretty good.
Yep. Lost a few on the physical, lost a few on the written, but that's kind of the... That's pretty typical for what we see, but still some really good applicants.
Good.
Great. How's the attorney's office going, Trent?
Busy. So Chris is upstairs. He's got trial today. Lisa's still out for the next month. And then we're going to be helping out with National Night Out tonight. Everything's rolling pretty good, though.
That's good. Did I miss anybody? I guess not.
Krista.
It's me.
Oh, Krista.
Hi.
Gracious, I've looked at you twice.
Good morning. So we're also going to be helping out with National Night Out tonight. We are going to be offering COVID vaccines. So we'll have the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine for anyone that's interested. So, and then we have a work session to follow.
Would, on that, would you be given booster shots too? If people
yes.
need the booster shots?
Yes, we will be given the booster shots. Reminder, again, it's 5 months after the completion of the initial series. The person can get the first booster. And then people at high risk or 50 and older are able to get the second booster 4 months after that first booster. So, and encourage people to bring their cards because that makes it easier for us to be able to have that record because we can look it up in the system. The problem is sometimes it's hard for us to get internet service there to be able to access the state system.
Okay, thank you. One more time, did I miss anybody this time? Okay. Seeing that, we shall move on to correspondence. I see none here. Do any you gentlemen have correspondence?
I have none.
Okay, we shall move on to discussion and vote. First thing on the agenda is the 2022 Edward Byron Memorial Assistance Grant, also noted as a JAG. This is what the, Kevin, do you want to kind of explain this a little bit? You're
I can do it briefly, but we're in a the Burn JAG grant. We do it jointly with Burlington. Burlington really carries the weight on this. They do the application, and typically year to year, it's based on equipment needs that we get jointly with Burlington. I think Major Klein can probably describe the equipment that we're going to get. It's going to be based on active shooter response and kind of the details of the grant.
Yep, this year's grant is, as the sheriff said, based on active shooter response nationally, has become a problem. It's only a matter of time before it hits the Midwest. It's happened in Indiana, it's happened in Illinois. As a department, we feel like we are woefully ill-prepared from an equipment standpoint. We would like to mirror what the sheriff has done. The bulk of the sheriff's department is already tactically trained. We only have 6 of our officers that are. The bulk of the incidents that we would have from an active shooter perspective, our patrol officers are going to respond to those incidents. The likelihood of a tactical team being able to show up and neutralize an active shooter is going to take 1 to 2 hours where a patrol officer is going to be on the scene within a minute or two. We want to make sure that we have the requisite amount of equipment that they would need to enter and neutralize that suspect, as the Sheriff's Department already does. As a disparate agency, we make that equipment available to the Sheriff's Department as well. The only addition that we would have, we're going to add, as the tactical team calls it, kits. Each officer is equipped with a kit, K-I-T.
Okay.
Each officer is equipped with a tactical vest, a helmet, a communication system, and other equipment that's necessary for that tactical response. The only addition that we will add that the Sheriff's Department might not carry car-to-car are ballistic shields. Those would enable the first 3 officers to enter any structure that's taking place with an active shooter situation. They would be better protected than just the vest that they would be wearing. So the grant that we're applying for this year is up to just a shade over $20,000. We have added to that grant 3 kits total, which takes us just under that $20,000 threshold. The bonus to the Sheriff's Department would be if we ever show up and the Sheriff's Department is on scene, our officers have the same equipment that they do in addition to the ballistic vests, where now the Sheriff's Department and the PD can go in at the same time utilizing the same equipment and understand the use of that equipment. So essentially all we need is an autograph from the supervisors and an autograph from the county attorney's office, and we will get that grant submitted tomorrow.
Okay.
Major Klein, we don't get somebody here very often from the Burlington Police Department, and the sheriff's well aware of the support and respect that this board has for his department. Your department shares that respect, so we appreciate what you do, and I would be happy to make a motion to approve that.
I'll second that.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. he just stamped two, I suppose.
Jeff has the original here.
We'll get you signed both of them, then that'll wait.
Okay.
This is his, but.
Do we need this?
Yeah, we'll keep that one from our files and we'll.
You want this stamped?
Do you want?
Just the signature's fine.
Just signature's fine, okay.
You can bother Trent on Terry's way back.
Trent needs to sign it.
Trent needs to sign, right underneath, you guys did.
Trent.
Let it stay.
Made a fire out in the yard?
No, West Burlington. Something in West Burlington.
Moving on to approval of the 2021 Homestead Military Exemption. If you wanna. Honorable Board of Supervisors, I don't know which one of you are honorable, but that's good. Unless the claims for homestead exemption in accordance with section 425.3 and claims of military service tax credits in accordance with chapter 426A and section 427.3 and 427.6 are attached to this letter. Board of Supervisors may by single resolution allow or disallow the exemptions as recommended. I hereby request the homeland and military tax exemption be approved. Homestead value $53,608,015. Military value is $3,468,796. These exemptions are for the 2021 tax payables 2022 and 2023. Terry Johnson.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Doty.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, moving on, we have the National Night Out Proclamation. Would you like to read this, sir?
I'd love to, sir. Whereas the National Association of Town Watch, NATW, sponsors a national community building campaign on Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022, entitled National Night Out. And whereas the National Night Out campaign provides an opportunity for neighbors in Boyne County and the greater Burlington area to join over 38 million neighbors across 16,000 communities from all 50 states, U.S. territories, and military bases worldwide. Whereas National Night Out is an annual community building campaign that promotes strong police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhood safer, more caring place to live and work, and assist local law enforcement agencies through joint community building efforts and support National Night Out 2022. And whereas it is essential that all neighbors of Des Moines County and the greater Burlington area come together with law enforcement and work together to build a safer, more caring community, amen. And now therefore we, the Board of Supervisors for Des Moines County, Iowa, I hereby call upon all citizens of Des Moines County to join the Des Moines County Sheriff's Department, the Des Moines County Attorney's Office, the Burlington Police Department, and National Association of Town Watch in support for National Night Out on Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. Further, let it be resolved that we, the Board of Supervisors for Des Moines County, Iowa, do hereby proclaim Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022 as National Night Out in Des Moines County, Iowa.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Now we have a resolution for the final plat of the Myers Corner subdivision. Wasn't anybody able from the planning commission to address this. I received a call from Zach James last night, and he said everything is in order. Everything's been approved, and he recommended to go ahead and approve this.
Motion to approve.
Second. Sarah Doty.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We'll sign these after the meeting, okay? We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $1,026,060.35.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah Doty.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have payroll claims. One for the auditor.
Personnel actions.
What's that?
They're personnel actions, not payroll.
I think you knew what he meant. You were being awfully rude.
First of all.
I can't help myself sometimes.
I wasn't the only one that said it.
What did I say?
Payroll claims.
Oh. Well, it is coming out of payroll.
Very, very valid point.
Yes, it is.
Very valid point.
Okay. Now that I'm back on track here, this is for Sarah Doty.
This I know you might want to question that one now.
Yeah, very interesting.
It's an anniversary 18th month step increase. Previous rate was $55,528.87. The new rate is $59,332.22.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
I suppose. Yes. Yes.
Jim Carrey.
I'm still thinking. Yes.
Think about it, Jimmy.
Next one is for local health. It's Judith Weatherwax, certified nurse's aide, retiring last day, 7/29/2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. And we have the minutes for the regular meeting on July the 26th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Do we have any other business?
I have none.
We got here that discuss the rescinding ATV UTV ordinance number 56. We have a workstation for that. Or?
Well, I understand you guys discussed it when I was gone.
Yeah.
And so whether you were, you know, if you want me to start doing the legal notice or.
Well, I think we're talking about rescinding our legal notice. Go ahead and rescind it. Because the state overrode everything we've got.
So you want me to go ahead and?
I feel we should. What do you
decide
think?
On some dates or whatever?
Yeah, we're just gonna do a resolution.
Because
I don't think we need a work session. Just think we need a resolution to rescind it.
So you're just gonna do a resolution?
I'm sorry, ordinance. So
an ordinance,
because
the ordinance would require the three readings, which you guys can waive. So that's why I didn't know if you wanted me to send in an advertisement for the three dates, because we have to do that ahead of time. So you want me to just choose on my own?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I will. Thank you. I'll get it done.
Okay. She's such a good worker.
Thanks, Terry.
I'll let you know what I decide.
Could be next week.
And I'm sure it'll be better than what we would decide, so.
I just wanted to verify that,
yeah,
because I know you discussed it, so.
Future agenda item. Outside of our workstations we've got here, I don't have any other.
I have none.
Committee report.
I attended a DESCOM meeting. We had a special meeting to hear an employee appeal, and the appeal was granted, and that's all I had.
I watched the back of Tom's head during that meeting, and also had 8th Judicial District about leadership and area recyclers. Nothing really to report on that.
I had a Southeast Harbor Region Planning meeting, and just went over some of the transportation, the new shed they've got out there and everything, but nothing new to report. Public input. Anybody from the public have anything to say? We'll give you 2 minutes. You can call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4, or email board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes. Anybody here got anything to say? How about you, Joan?
Just cleanup finally started yesterday up at Yarmouth with the soybeans,
yep,
and stuff, so hopefully it proceeds and gets done before the stink gets any worse and the rodents and everything else for the community.
It gets pretty bad, doesn't it?
With these rains and the heat and humidity.
Colin, I see we've got 5 viewers on YouTube. Are we getting any closer to becoming a revenue item?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, only need over a million.
Just a thought.
Unfortunately, no.
Lowering taxes. Like I said, I thought maybe the board should get some sponsorship jackets or something.
Hang little banners in front of their desk.
Yeah, there you go.
What about if we did TikTok? What's the new thing?
That's how we call it.
Okay, we have a work session now.